Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through those values of ours: boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchi, and today my guest again is Father Dave Sizemore. Father Dave, thanks again for being with me.
Great being here.
Can you start us off with our prayer for mission renewal?
Let's do it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we are unsettled, provide peace. When we are timid, make us courage. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel. And with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm, so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Thanks, Father Dave. So Abby is recording us right now for YouTube, and she got a little bonus video of you airdropping to me.
Hey,
the charisma from Acts 29.
I know, so, a little bit of technology enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, so that's always fun. Airdropping in my world is rare, but I think it's cool. So,
I think Abby was impressed. I knew what that was, and I could do it right away.
Yeah, as part of Real Presence, Real Future is always the evangelization, you know, efforts, and a significant part of that. Really, just this is like dropped into our laps that Father Ricardo and the Acts 29 apostolate that he's running wanted to do the rescue project in our diocese. So we got that coming up in the middle of June on Corpus Christi weekend. Father's Day weekend, Corpus Christi is more important celebration on the weekend, but Corpus Christi Sunday, so it's the Saturday before that on June 18th. It was going to be 2 days, right?
Yes.
Now it's one.
Yes.
Because they've been kind of like doing this in other places in the diocese, is that right? So they were. So
no, we're going to be the first. We're going to be first on a diocesan level for them to do it. They want to travel to some other dioceses.
Okay.
But really, I mean, practically thinking. People from around our diocese and probably some from outside of our diocese, other states, are going to come to this event, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging
for a 2-day event.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we decided to make it a 1-day event, and he's going to get all the presentations done in 1 day, and including there's going to be mass, there's going to be time for adoration and worship. It's going to be a beautiful day.
So and people register for that. Right on St. Gabriel Radio's website.
Yeah, I mean, our own St. Gabriel Radio. Just, you know, go to St. Gabriel Radio you can do it. You can also register on the Acts 29 website too. So
okay, good to know. So with this, what are people going to hear? I mean, like a charismatic proclamation? What is that charismatic proclamation?
Okay, so Father Ricardo, probably, in my opinion, one of the best preachers in the United States right now, Catholic, Protestant, evangelical. I mean, he's just incredible. Certainly, arguably the best Catholic evangelist in the United States right now. Right up there with, you know, Bishop Barron, Robert Barron, and so on. Okay, that's the first thing, is that we're just going to hear some incredible messaging from an incredible preacher who's very close to God. What he has written, he's written a book called The Project, Rescue Project, and then from that he has produced videos, which they're publishing, they're editing right now. And then what he wants to do is do Project Rescue or Rescue Project Live, you know, events. And in that Rescue Project Live event, it's going to be a day of really just kind of going through not just teaching about the kerygma. The kerygma is, think about it, it's the essentials of the gospel, you know, getting back to the basics, okay? Not just teaching about it, but actually allowing people to have kerygmatic experiences, you know?
So what, just that initial excitement about hearing, God the Father and redemption in Jesus Christ?
It's experiences.
Okay.
So he's offering us experiences of that. And then to be able to share that with one another, you know, around table, around fellowship with one another. What is the kerygma? You know, the kerygma is most people break it down into 5 points. Okay, it's first as Christians that we have to understand that when God created us and created everything else, He actually created it good. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the Father's love and that's the Father's plan for creation. But then we think, well, how did sin come into this world, and how is it that I make mistakes, I sin, there's accidents, there's people who get hurt and hurt people, and so on. How did all that happen? You know, and so what he helps us to see is that that's not part of God's original plan. You know, that's from the fall, and that's from sin. And not just humanity, but creation itself has been affected mm-hmm. by that, you know?
And every person is affected by that.
Every person is affected by that. So he helps us to understand why bad things can happen to even good people, you know?
Okay.
But it doesn't stop there, because then what he helps us to hear and to understand, have experiences of, is Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of our souls. The redeemers of our lives, and the one who offers us hope again, right? And it doesn't stop there, because then through that message and through the experiences that will be available to us at the Rescue Project Live, then many people are going to have a conversion experience. And it's not just going to be an intellectual one. It's going to be one of the heart and the head. You know, and then turning their life to God or returning their life to God, which would then spark inside of us what is already dwelling in us, the Holy Spirit, and just kind of turning on live again the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of us, so that we're empowered to go out into the world and bring what we have come to know in our hearts and our heads, not just the message of Jesus Christ, but the person of Jesus Christ, and to share that with others.
Father, you know, I've been a Catholic my whole life. I've been a priest now for 7 years almost, and that still like excites me.
Yeah.
And I hope it would excite other people too. There's nothing more exciting than this life in Christ, because it is so, it's so unknown, but like in such a good way. You know, we don't know what's gonna happen next, and hopefully like this, with this sort of kerygmatic, you know, proclamation, just kind of like hearing this again and understanding this again, we can open ourselves up, I guess, to some greater awareness of Christ working in our lives. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, I mean, I love that, because as we grow in our relationship with God. Okay, which God wants for everyone, is possible for everyone, then we begin to understand who God is better, more, and fuller. But we also begin to understand who we are. And then we also begin to understand who other people are and where they are, you know? And not in judgment, but in compassion and in understanding and in patience, we meet them where they're at, with God dwelling in us, who meets us where we're at, and then we can call them along to more, even as God is calling us along to more.
Yeah, and that's really important for us, because, I mean, people, I think, you know, they see their own imperfections, and you know, and sometimes like those our imperfections, our weaknesses are never more sort of in the front of our face when we see somebody else like not living like their full potential of their lives. And so it just gets us frustrated. And we like maybe respond or react poorly to that, even the people who are closest to us. And so we have these high expectations for family members. Spouses have high expectations for each other. And they don't know like, you know, how to respond to that when those are expectations like aren't being met, or when again someone's not living to their, I guess, their full potential in Christ. And to hear more of this kerygma, more of this, the world has fallen, but we're redeemed, and we can see Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Hopefully that's going to be something that's resonates with people. And it's like, okay, I'm at least curious about how that can impact my life.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a really good scenario that many people are experiencing in very important relationships in their lives, and that they're frustrated because they want their loved ones to come back to church.
Sure.
They want them to live a right life. They want them to be happy and in relationship with the Lord and so on. And they don't know how to do that, you know. And so just in one day Father Ricardo and his team is going to walk you through the experiences that are essential for you in order to be able to then accompany those people rather than just, you know, nag at them. You need to come to Mass. You need to come to Mass. That's not working, right? But when we learn to accompany people because we ourselves are being accompanied by the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ to the Father, then it's a game changer in every level, intellectually, emotionally, and heart, and how we are patient with others because we're more patient with ourselves. I mean, he's going to map out for us something that is going to change our lives forever, and just in one day. Right. And then the beautiful thing, too, is everyone that goes to that, by the way, it'll be at the Expo Center and it'll be able to have 3,000 people there. We already have 1,000
people. Yeah, so get registering. Yeah, get signed up.
2 months ahead of time. Yeah. So this is going to fill up. I mean, this is going to sell out. And this is for not just the people I just described, but it's for the people that they're concerned about. I mean, it's people that are like think they're more Catholic than the Pope. And there's people that are barely hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Good to know.
And it's for everybody else in the middle of that, you know. And they're going to have that experience in one day.
And he's and a good final point for us to know. Well, yeah, it's going to be an incredible experience. It's going to ignite us, kind of light that spark. But Father Ricardo wanted to do this here in Columbus because, like, the St. Gabriel listeners love his show so much.
Yeah.
And so it's not just like we're close to Detroit, you know, we're close to him or anything like that. But yeah, he wanted to come here. So this is a really special privileged thing for us.
Yeah, because
The cost is pretty low. They can even provide scholarships, right? But the cost is low, and it basically just provides food. He doesn't want to take any money.
He's not taking any money. They're not earning any money from this. In fact, we're fundraising for it in order to provide, you know, just for the overhead on food, you know, meals for lunch and for dinner and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
It's an incredible opportunity, minimal cost, but it's like you said, it's going to be a game changer, a life changer.
This is going to be a game changer for our diocese. Imagine people from every parish going to this and going back to the parish and saying, we want more of this. And by the way, little teaser for everyone, there is more that comes for you after the conference. And we're going to provide all that for you, but you got to get yourself to the conference.
I can't wait. Yeah. This is, it's going to be an exciting event, very exciting aspect of Real Presence, Real Future. And thanks again, Father Dave.
Thanks, Father Mike.